Hello, everybody, and welcome to a SearchVirtualStorage.com podcast. I'm Rachel Kossman, and joining me in the studio today is VMware specialist Mike Laverick to discuss what exactly VMware Certified Storage Hardware is and what that means for IT shops. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me on the call.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. So our first question is that VMware has a list on its website of all the VMware-ready storage hardware. Can you explain to us what VMware Ready really means?
Well, I guess a lot of your listeners will be familiar with various programs from some of the other vendors where the vendor seems to, you know, have a badge or a logo or something like that that verifies that the particular device or piece of software that you're using has been tested against VMware technologies and found to be compatible and found to work. So I guess if you compare that to other programs that you have from other vendors, it's the same process, really. I guess the difference in the past was the ecosystem, as it's sometimes referred to, were able to develop technologies independently of VMware without really being able to have a kind of stamp of approval from the vendor to indicate that their product was at least compatible with various flavors of VMware's vSphere. So I think you can view it in a kind of general view of them trying to give the customers who are going out to buy complementary technologies, in this case storage hardware, a reassurance that this particular technology will work with what they've bought.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. VMware also lists community-supported hardware and software on their website. What differentiates that list from the VMware-ready one that we just talked about?
Well, I guess to some degree the answer to that question is in the name, community. In this particular case, the software or hardware that you might be using hasn't been officially certified by VMware under an official program, doesn't have the VMware Ready logo, but instead is supported by people like myself in the community. I guess where this has grown up from is outside of kind of corporate space. It's very popular for people to use home labs to learn about VMware technologies, and very often they can't afford the hardware that's officially listed. But also there are small to medium-sized businesses that might decide to use something that they know is stable and reliable, but just isn't officially supported by VMware. That can be on the server side to some degree, but it appears quite often on the storage side because, as your listeners will know, storage arrays that are commercially available can be extremely pricey and can to some degree exclude people working at home or working in small businesses. But there's always been a raft of various technologies like FreeNAS and OpenFiler, which work just as well, but they're not commercially supported or commercially available technologies. They're very often in the kind of open source area of technology development.
Okay, that's really helpful. So can IT shops assume that major storage systems will ship with VMware Ready status, or do they really need to be concerned that their storage system might be incompatible with their VMware environment?
Well, I think what we have to remember is that the old rule in the previous decade, which was you know, for every $1 spent on VMware, most shops then go out and spend at least $4 on storage. So it's really in the interest of the storage vendors to have this status and be able to plaster it all over their websites and so on to reassure customers that they'll get a compatible system. I think it's kind of common knowledge that when an array ships from the factory, by the time it gets actually installed and set up in your own environment, its firmware could be out of date, its management systems could be out of date. So I wouldn't want to suggest that just because something has a VMware Ready certified logo, that you wouldn't necessarily go through the same level of due diligence you would with any other system. So if you're buying a new array, or even if you've got an existing array that is VMware ready, you'd still want to make sure that your firmware and other bits of software were up to date. And that's critically important in the world of VMware, because VMware does work very closely with the storage vendors. They have a number of programs and APIs to allow their hypervisor, ESX, to make direct SCSI calls to the array to improve performance. And of course, if the firmware isn't up to date, it may not be aware of those APIs, and therefore you won't get the benefits that you're hoping to get. So yes, but you still want to do due diligence and check that it was properly supported and also up to date from a firmware perspective.
Right. It can never hurt to double check.
No.
So our last question is, do you know what kind of testing process is applied to the products that are certified as VMware ready?
Yeah, well, I guess we should talk about what's called the hardware compatibility list, or HCL, which I'm sure your listeners will have heard from other vendors. And it won't come to anybody's surprise that VMware doesn't have an enormous data center somewhere filled with every single server and every single storage system and every single network that exists on the planet. It's unfeasible for any vendor to be able to test internally any hardware system or software system. So like any process, it's a certification process. VMware outlines the various tests that should be done and also what functionality should be supported. And so long as that self-certification process is successful, then that vendor will get their server or piece of storage on the HCL. I guess VMware also likes to triage its resources. So it's not like any old storage vendor, Storages R Us, can set up a storage array tomorrow and then say we'd like to be on the program.
Right.
You know, it's really looking at the top tier of vendors and, you know, not the kind of smaller vendors, the small arrays that are maybe sold to home users and things like that. They certainly will never appear on a HCL in most cases. So I do think some of the Imega kit is on the HCL at the moment. As your listeners might know, EMC own Imega, and therefore they have some leverage in making sure that their equipment gets certified. So it's a kind of joint process, if you want to view it that way, between VMware and the hardware vendor, where they go through these predefined tests, and that then is fed into VMware's QA process, and then finally they will be on the HCL. It's quite a long process, as you might imagine, because, you know, hardware is the foundation to what we're doing in terms of virtualization, and therefore, you know, it's got to be absolutely rock solid for the platform to also be rock solid as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. This has been really helpful.
Thank you.